Well, it's time to gather around the old computer or phone or whatever your listening device is, as it's time for another episode of Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, the podcast. This week, we ask, are you 60? Got a foodie roundup, stupid superhero powers, unethical parenting hacks, why you were way too into the Olympics, smartphone tips for old people, and smearing poop on your face. This week on the podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, the podcast.
You know, we've had like police dogs in the news lately. Remember Idiot of the Day? Well, we talked originally about the police dog that retired and they did a big ceremony for him. He'd been like this honored, you know, won all kinds of awards in California. Now he's retiring. That's cool. Now that we had another group that was... raising money to help former police dogs. You have the vested interest folks. I know Alaska Canine Center does an event to raise money to get vests for military and police dogs. And then we had our idiot of the day last week. Remember those guys, young foolish teenagers, broke into a racetrack in the middle of the day, only to find out it was being occupied. Yeah, it was being used to train police dogs. They were tracked down and found pretty quickly. Oh, that's good. It must be good to be a police dog. You got to wonder, what does a police dog think? Let's say just in the life of a police dog. What do you think's going through their brain?
Wow. I can't believe I'm searching P. Diddy's house. All right. If I'm such a good boy, why don't you give me some of that weed?
Right?
I detect a bomb.
What?
At the theater. It's just Kevin Costner's new movie. Woof,
woof. Wow, that's harsh.
Breakfast at Dunkin' Donuts again. I swear if one more kid points at me and says Paw Patrol, I'm biting him in the ass.
Wow, really?
Why am I allowed to pee anywhere but Gary Busey when he does it? My boss gives him a ticket.
And one more.
Say, this white powder I keep finding smells awesome.
This is just more studies. Feels like Gen X is becoming the forgotten generation. They're not usually brought up in a lot of the mudslinging between like boomers, millennials, Gen Zers. They're like just kind of, they're right in that age. 40s to late 50s right now, I guess. Maybe 60 almost, yeah. And maybe it turns out because they're preoccupied with getting old. According to a study, people around the two ages of 44 and 60 experience rapidly changing age-related molecules. That's when you feel over the hill. It's like a 1-2 punch. Scientists at Stanford were tracking it. A focus on molecule change could offer future researchers a clue into the drivers of age-related diseases. So what's it do? Well, at 44, those molecules were related to metabolism of alcohol, fats, and all that change. When you're 60, more changes your cardiovascular metabolism. I mean, I'm no spring chicken, but yeah, you don't pick up as much spare change on the floor, on the ground. Let me ask you, if you're wondering, if you're in age denial... Let me ask you this. Do all your clothes say Kirkland Signature? You find yourself spending more time reading, plaques? Let me ask you this. I bet you've got tissue with you right now, right? See, that's a... Are you comparing every actor to Gene Hackman? Stay on the phone longer with telemarketers. You find yourself starting to grieve with Sean Hannity? Is your steering wheel getting harder to see over? Are you losing more shirts to soup stains? You're probably getting older. You play pickleball and... Well, no, that's just it. You play pickleball.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
I can tell by that look on your face. Yeah, I know it's radio, but I have special powers. You look hungry. You could use a foodie roundup. What do you say? Yeah! Yeah! Latest in food news this week. Let's get to it. I know it always makes you so hungry, right? That's why I try to separate it from the wake and bake thought of the day. The key to dieting unsuccessfully is conveniently forgetting what you've eaten from day to day. There's a new report out on snacking. They found the average person skips 3 meals a week. The average person also eats 3 snacks every day. Chips and fruit being the most popular. Crackers were next, followed by cookies and ice cream. Only 25% say they were even aware of the daily nutritional value of protein their snacks offer. One problem is that people may choose some healthy meals intentionally, but they don't account for everything they put in their mouth. I can't deny, we'd probably do popcorn 4 nights a week. You know, we're sitting around watching a movie after dinner. It's probably our snack go-to thing. Taco Bell expanding its rollout of AI tech in drive-thru lanes. Back in June, McDonald's said they were ending their AI experiment for now, so let's see. Starbucks fall menu is late. Yeah, it's got pumpkin all over it. It's just barfing with pumpkin. Eating chocolate may be bad because of all the toxic metals. The what? Now, every Halloween, the old urban legend pops up. You know, razor blades in there, candy or chocolate or something. Well, a study said it's not razor blades, but there's toxic heavy metals.
Ew, heavy metal. All right.
No. They analyzed 72 consumer cocoa products, including dark chocolate, over an over a period of time for contamination. And they had lead, cadmium, and arsenic. 43% of the products exceeded the maximum allowable dose of lead. What? And cadmium and arsenic. Surprisingly, organic labeled products showed higher levels. One researcher said, yeah, okay, so enjoy your chocolate. TikTok is obsessed with fridgescaping. We had fun with that's where you decorate your fridge. Well, you know, there's no room for food. Champagne sales are down in large because people just aren't, they don't have enough joy and celebration in the world. Chick-fil-A may ditch their waffle fries. Mountain Dew's Baja Blast is the flavor of the month. Hey, unethical Starbucks hack. Order your kid a pup cup. It's like a thing of whipped cream for your dog and it's free. And finally, the Supreme Court has ruled that boneless wings can have bones. In the boneless wings, you can have bones. Maybe we should start with the fact that most boneless wings aren't even wings. Hell, I don't even know if it's chicken. Again, I got a lot of questions. That's your foodie roundup. Yeah! AARP, the American Association of Really Old People, sent out an email on... This is really funny. See, this is why I'm not a member of AARP. Although I probably should be. 19 things you didn't know your smartphone could do. And if you didn't already know your phone had these, man, you are officially old, dude. I am telling you. For instance, on their list, your phone has a flashlight. A what? Kind of witchcraft is this? So if you're still carrying around one, you no need. The weather. Yeah, there's an app for that. Old people like talking about the weather. Learn about that app. A calculator. Uh-huh. Can perform basic math functions when holding the phone vertically, it says. Or rotate the phone on its side to summon a scientific calculator to give you more advanced actions. You could put it in your pocket with your plastic pocket protector and all those pens. Directions. They say the most popular GPS apps are called Google Maps, Waze, and Apple Maps. Here's a tip for the old people. MapQuest app also lets you print it, so you can have that printed map still. It's got a kitchen timer. Or excuse me, for old people, I believe egg timer is the right. QR code readers. Yeah. They posted a big explanation of what that means. Yeah, point your camera at those weird things that look like barcodes. Take a picture from the future. Oh, bonus tip. Yeah, your phone has a camera. Video camera. Fun fact, your phone shoots video too. They also included a few tips that might be helpful to people younger than 100. You can use your phone to measure things without a ruler, to translate foreign languages, and yes, listen to your favorite radio station. Just download the app.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
You know, I'm not a TikTok guy, but man, does it make for some great stories. Because people are stupid, you know, and they'll come up with ridiculous things. Warning before this next story, and in a moment you'll realize why. It's important to remember that a lot of the tips, tricks, and hacks on social media are totally bogus and just an attempt to go viral. With that said, it's a woman on TikTok, a Brazilian model. Ooh, well, right? Deborah Piaxoto. Well, it's not Deborah, it's Deborah. Who's claiming to have a skincare hack that reverses aging. How? She cakes her face with her own poo. Uh-huh. I said it. Her own poo. Yep. You heard that correct. She's smearing a makeshift brown mask across her face. She shared a video that apparently shows her doing it, and she describes it as the craziest thing I've ever done in my life. Yeah, no kidding, lady. Not really. That's... She pinches her nose closed with a clothespin to avoid the stench. She leaves it on for several minutes before washing it off. She says it works for her and prevents her skin from flaking. All right, cool. You know what? Think I'll stick with flaky skin. Won't lie to you. Now, this model has previously gone viral for marrying her much older cousin, as well as another disgusting skincare hack where she made a face mask Well, let's just say she does it once a month and uses something other than her poo. Can I just say that? This should go without saying, but experts say, yeah, no, don't smear poo on your face. Because of obvious reasons. And it can also make you susceptible to bacteria and viral infections, parasites, and food poisoning. Some skin doctors warn that if you could actually have a negative effect on your skin, that would be it, including redness, discomfort, the fact that you're going to smell like poo on your face. See, here's the thing. I'm wondering if it's really her. Did she find like pudding or something else to put on her face and watch these morons actually do what I say? Joke might be on us on this one. But if not, it's like, ooh, wow. Well, there's one Brazilian supermodel I don't think Leo DiCaprio is going to go for. I got to ask you a question. You know, usually when people talk about superpowers they wish they had, you know, they're like super powerful things. Invisibility, teleportation, time travel, fly, strength, right? I don't know. You know, every creep on the planet will say X-ray vision. Somebody on social media asked people for completely useless superpowers they'd love to have. And a lot of them were a little less useful and just totally weird. Let's see. Somebody wrote to be able to cut my hands and make little tiny thunder and lightning storms that only I can see. What? The ability to tie both shoes to precisely the same degree of tightness? You should be able to do that anyway, shouldn't you? The power to know exactly where any fly in the room is headed next. That would drive me nuts. I don't think I would want that ability. Laser farts, somebody said. I don't know what that means, but okay. Being able to transform your socks into any color in the blink of an eye. That's just weird. Shape-shifting, but only when alone. What? Let's see. The ability to remember every single dream you had. Somebody else said, being completely impervious to lava. Is that an issue? Is that a problem? The ability to walk on water. All right, that would be okay, but, you know, really, when would you use that? The ability to speak fluently with any animal, but only in their dreams. In the animal's dreams? Well, how would you know? Or I guess in their dreams, speak to animals. All right, so it's not real. I guess we all probably had dreams where I've done that. So does that count? Let's see. And this last one. Being able to turn other people's poo smell into something nice. All right, I could see that working in certain places, like the outhouse to my cabin. Do you remember when you were a kid, just weird things we did as kids? that seems stupid now. I mean, I think we all can agree. We all thought quicksand was going to be a much bigger deal. Never really was. Well, the internet can be a weird place. BuzzFeed did a list of things basically every single person experienced during their childhood, but never really talks about. It's kind of a fascinating list, and I agree with a lot of these. For one, the first one right out of the gate, blowing into a straw while drinking milk to create milk bubbles. Extra points if it was strawberry quick, I would say. That's just me. Remember when first learning how to swim, having an irrational fear of sharks in the deep end of a pool? Drawing the sun in the top corner of a piece of paper. Never got old. Believing gum would stay in your stomach for 7 years. That was a good one. Or getting yelled at for turning on the interior light of a car when somebody's driving at night. We could be arrested. Or pinching your finger in a hair clip or your lips for no reason. Freaking out after swallowing a seed from like an apple or a watermelon. Oh my God, there's a seed in me. Remember this? This is a good one. Watching your raindrop try to win the race as it streaked down the windshield or a bedroom window. Oh yeah. Oh, here's one. While swimming in a pool, having the bodyboard slip out from underneath you while you're swimming and it pops up and it uppercuts into your face right under the chin. Bam. And it just pops up out of the... Here, a fun side fact, caveat to that. Fifth grade, Lee Egebrutton tried to hit me over the head with one of those, and I blocked with my... It broke my hand with a swim board. So, yeah, I feel the pain of that one. Oh, here's one. Going outside when it's cold and pretending to smoke because you can see your breath. Every kid did that, especially here in Alaska. Doing your best to get a magnet, trying to force the two same poles together. Oh, you tried so hard, didn't you? Or one a little bit off topic, when you randomly smell a specific scent that you remember as a child, it just floods. It's kind of like listening to music. It's amazing what the memories come back on. But even as an adult, there's things we do that we never talk about. For instance, if you're in California and you buy an SUV, you don't say anything about that. I mean, really, come on, let's be honest. What part of picking up flossers at CVS requires four-wheel drive? Injecting stuff in our face to look more attractive. Here's a hint. Nobody ever said, you know what looks hot on women? The lips of a grouper. Mr. Incredible Mr. Limpet look. Getting a master's degree in philosophy. You know, that which does not kill you leaves you 150 grand in debt. Taking drugs to lose weight because heaven forbid you do a sit-up when you could just use a chemical to alter your brain chemistry. Or collecting graphic novels. All right. First off, they're comic books. Just stop it.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Do you keep stuff from your kids, you know, when they were little? Do you still hold on to those little items, mementos? I think a lot of folks do. Millennials, have you heard your parents begging you to come back and collect all your stuff from childhood that they kept? Do you even want it? Well, a newer survey out on childhood mementos and parents and asked, do you wish you had kept more of your children's childhood? Less or the same? Only 6% say they wish less. Most say, yeah, they wish they would have kept more. Some of the things like photos, that was the big one at 95% all had photos. Keeping their art was a big one. Awards or certificates. Everybody gets a ribbon. Videos, cards or letters they received, yearbooks, you know, printed casts of hands or feet or something. 45% kept their kids' toys. You know, if you keep them in mint condition, some of those probably were something now, except for the Beanie Babies. Those are probably out. Baby clothes. 29% keep their baby teeth. That's a little... I don't know. There's something creepy about that. I don't know if I need to keep my kids' teeth around. I wear them on a chain around my neck. But, you know, you got to watch for the signs that maybe you're way too into your kid. And that's what we present to you. Signs, you're way too into your kid. You bought her a car at 16 months. You make your coworkers watch his violin concert. And he's 37. Yeah, the Malibu Dream House you got her is an actual house in Malibu. When you're on the plane, do you tell everybody, shh, my baby's trying to cry? You published your baby book in 16 languages. And probably the top sign, you're maybe way too into your kid. Well, let's just say you make him your NBA team member in the draft. Hey, let me ask you something. Are you a young parent? I don't know. You've been a parent for a little bit. You're a veteran of it. It doesn't matter with these ones. Somebody sent in some parenting hacks. And I got to ask, are these unethical or underhanded? You know, some of them might be white lies, but I guess you could call some of them a bit beige, maybe. Because, you know, we'll do anything to try to get our kids to do what we want. So, you know, we're talking white lies, beige lies, just maybe eggshell white, maybe. But are these unethical parenting hacks? And these all came online. These are pretty good. One parent says, changing the time on the clock to make them go to bed. Like if it's 7:15 and you change it to 8 o'clock. Oh, look, it's bedtime. Oh, this one is just cruel. When the ice cream truck plays music, that means it's out of ice cream. Sorry, kids. here's a good one. The tooth fairy comes every night to check for teeth, but also to see if you've brushed. And if you didn't, she yanks a tooth out. Oh, my God. How would they? Oh, they would never fall asleep. Someone got their kid. This one is brilliant. Someone got their kid to read by turning on the subtitles on their television. They said their reading level went up 4 levels during COVID. Wow. That's a good one. Even better yet. Extra props if you turn the sound down so they're forced to read. Tell little kids the sunroof in your car is actually an ejector seat and threaten to push it if they don't shut up or behave. If your toddler touches something that's hot, it's a chance to claim other things are hot, like never touch that vase. It's hot too. All right, that could backfire on you. By the way, your tongue turns purple when you lie. Then if you ask to see their tongue and they hesitate, you know, they're lying. I love that one. When the batteries in a loud, annoying toy die, you tell them, yeah, they don't make those batteries anymore. And finally, the one I know you've all done. Oh, your goldfish went on vacation. He'll be back soon. It might be a little bit, but I'm sure he'll be back any day now. Probably not long after I go visit the pet store. You know what I saw over the weekend? I saw some kid at the store with Heelys. Remember the shoes with the little wheels? Remember, they were like all the rage. You don't really see them around much anymore. It got me to thinking some of the other things. Things that were common but kind of vanished. Yeah, here's one from my childhood. Prizes and cereal boxes. That used to be the thing, man. I would never wait. You would turn the cereal box upside down. You'd open it up and you'd pull the prize out. And then somebody would go to use the cereal box and the cereal would dump all over the floor. I mean, some still do it, but now they've switched to like QR codes where you get linked to a mobile app. It's just stupid. It's not the same. Here's a picture in picture. Remember when TVs, that was a feature and it was all the big thing when the first flat screens came out before they were called smart screens. Or smart TVs, yeah. It's a big deal to be able to watch 2 things at once. Look at me. Now, you know, we do it anyway because why? We got the TV on. We got the laptop or a tablet or phone open, so who cares? What about voiceover and movie trailers? Have you been to the movies? They just show they don't have the guy come in anymore. He knew too much. Seems like none of them have them anymore. It's just real quick edits of the movie. Oh, here's one for you office folks, you white-collar folks. Paid lunch breaks. Remember 9 to 5? Yeah, it used to mean 8 hours. You got a break in the middle. Now it's like 9 to 6. Everybody just kind of took that one on the chin. Now, those things are just vanishing all the time. Sears stores. Eye contact. That used to be a thing. Justin Timberlake fans. How about this one? Here's a vanishing thing. Jobs that don't expect a tip. What do you mean? All you did was hand me a beer. I got to pay you what for that? the prestige of an Ivy League degree, or a liberal arts degree for that matter. Voicemails. Well, is there, who does that anymore? Pagers. That kind of came and went. Kevin Costner's reputation as a box office draw. Ooh, here's one that's vanished. Unopinionated people on Facebook. MTV. The Polaris Building. Whatever used to be in the Gottschalk store. Other things that have vanished. You know, like Joe Biden shot at re-election after that debate. Oh, that was a hard watch. That was a hard watch. I couldn't watch either of them. This might be a billion-dollar idea because it combines two of the most addictive things for Generation Z. A company called Swype is selling a new vape pen that's also a smartphone. What? Yeah, it's a rectangular thing with a screen on the side so you can check social media and send messages while you vape. Yeah, you can blow out that big, huge puff of smoke that, if you look closely, actually forms the word douche, I believe. It pairs with your phone, so you don't need a separate phone plan. And they're disposable. Each one costs around $20, and you throw it away when it runs out of juice. So now we live in a world with the disposable phones now. Great. It got a couple video games pre-installed as well, a weather app, and a fitness tracker. Because if there's one thing vapers are known for, it's their obsession with their health. The only thing it can't do is make phone calls. Wait, what? But Gen Zers don't do that anyway. Someone at Business Insider tested one out and said it was buggy, but the texting and social media features worked okay. So, new one from Swype. Okay, I can't wait for this ad.
First there was Swype, and now get ready for Swype 2.0. It's not just a 3-in-1 device, it's a 6-in-1, packed with even more amazing features. Swype 2.0 also comes with a double serving of caffeine to keep you energized all day, plus AI photos that eliminate the vape clouds for a clear picture every time, and a built-in feature that picks the Snuggie out of your yoga pants for a flawless fit. And for boomers, Swype 2.0 translates Gen Z slang.
He's always flexing his new vape while ripping on Snap. Translation: he's showing off his new vape on Snapchat.
Swype 2.0. Experience the future of convenience and connectivity.
All right, I won't lie. I've been pretty much watching the Olympics at night. That's for the next couple of weeks. I'm all in. I actually give a crap about lacrosse now and water polo. And dancing with little ribbon things. I'm really into it. I don't care. USA, USA. How about you? Are you like way too into the Olympics? You can always ask yourself a few questions if you are. For one, do you have a tattoo of Mike Tirico? Probably a pretty good sign, right? You're watching women's gymnastics and not just because you're a perv? That would be a good one. Have you replaced the lamp on your nightstand with a torch? Well, maybe not. Let me guess. You're not only watching the Olympics on NBC, CNBC, MSNBC, and USA. Your dumbass actually signed up for Peacock. What are you doing? Are you drug testing the kids before they go out to play? That would be a good sign. Let me guess. You think Jamaica is famous for running instead of weed? Really? Watching way too much. You're voting for Trump because he looks like a bronze medal. You're probably watching too many Olympics, especially if after sex you dismount, extend both arms, and then await your score. You're into it too much. Just too much.
The Olympics! Here comes the French Olympics. Wee wee ooh la la, Moulin Rouge, menage a trois. Break dancing will make its debut. In honor of that, here's a breakdown for you.
Time for us to find out who's really the best with the freshest crew. No time for words, we're doing that. All there is left is pure combat.
Katie Ledecky, damn, she swims like a fish. Simone Biles, gold's her middle name. Unless USA wins, I could give two-ish. Blah, 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 the Olympic
blah, blah,
Games.
Blah, blah, blah. Right, I don't know if you remember last week we were talking, we did a little contest and I listed a bunch of stuff, whether it was actually an Olympic event at one time or not, some odd things. And I just found a really cool list of odd Olympic facts and things that were actually sports at the Olympics. Some of these are pretty funny. Poodle clipping. 1900 Paris Games.
Uh-huh.
Winner clipped the fur of 17 poodles in just 2 hours. Live pigeon shooting. Also the 1900 Paris Games. There's art competitions from 1912 to 1948. Yeah, which was kind of, you know, I could see that being its own competition. It was painting, sculpture, architecture, literature, and music. That could be a whole separate Olympic event. That would be awesome. Tug of war. That happened from 1900 to 1920. Roller hockey. That was 1992. Remember, roller hockey was a thing for a while. Some still play it. That was in 1992. This one is weird. Solo synchronized swimming. 84, 88, 92 games. What? I don't even get that. Obstacle swim in the 1900. Boy, those 1900 games were weird. It was in the River Seine where competitors had to climb over a pole and row boat. And the water probably wasn't nearly as disgusting as it is now. Horse long jumping. Ski ballet. Remember that in 88, 92? That was stupid. Pistol dueling. Okay, that was in 1906. Oh, you lose twice. You're kind of... it was a demo sport and competitors shot at dummies dressed in frock coats. Croquet. Swimming obstacles. And once again, fishing. That was again in the 1900 Paris Games. Boy, those are weird games. Australia in the 2000 Games ordered 70,000 condoms for the competitors and athletes. Halfway through, they ran out and had to order 20,000 more. So... the next time, the Summer Games in Athens, Durex donated 130,000 condoms for what they called a smooth and performance of the world's elite sports in the arena and under the covers. 12 years later in Rio, the Olympic Village, a jaw-dropping 450,000 condoms. That's like 42 per athlete. And finally, you know those giant inflatable tube men that flip around? You see them at car dealerships? Do you know they actually were invented for the games in Atlanta in 1996? And they stuck around ever since. Only at car dealerships. And fishing competitions, apparently.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Another one in the books. Thanks for joining us. Share us, like us, love us, and follow us wherever you find it. Just Google search Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska for the general store, the YouTube channel, Facebook, and more. Follow me, of course, on the World Wide Web as I broadcast my live rock show from the farthest north rock station in the world, 95.9, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Alaska time. You'll find it there. It's good stuff. Next week, we're going to talk boomers and millennials agreeing on things. What? First date no-nos. We'll play airport bingo. Things we just can't wrap our brains around. Why your grandma is just way too horny. And winning the genetic lottery next week on the podcast.
You've been listening to Live from Crapper Creek, the podcast with Glenner, produced by Mike Cook. For the full morning show, log on to the live stream at xrock959.com. This has been a Glenn Entertainment production.